Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Happy I Love CSU Day. This is DNVR Rams Live, and we are chilling in the Toyota Lounge. We've got an awesome show for you today. We're talking about Mo Kamara, who has the attention of the NFL draft world. Sure, a lot of experts showing him a lot of love. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to get Ryan Green on the show a little bit later. We're going to talk about the top 10 things that every Ram must do at some point in their life. We've got a little bit of news to run through. First things first, Dre, how's it going? We had the draft pod earlier. We're in that NFL draft mindset right now.
So busy. It's really a gross, gloomy day. But I'm glad we've got stuff going on at the bar. That's going to be a blast. And I mean, we're in it, man. We're in the thick of it. Last Avs regular season game. Playoffs after this. Draft around the corner. Lots going on right now, my man.
Lots going on indeed. Like I said, it is I Love CSU Day. Shout out to the CSU Alumni Association. We have a happy hour going until about 6 p.m.
Love
come through, have a Ramarita. That's a margarita. We're doing specials.
Oh,
you can stick through and watch the Avs game after. So it's a great time. A lot going on. Real quick before we get into the NFL draft stuff, just briefly, CSU news update. Been a little bit since we've gone live. I do have a podcast on this, so go check it out if you missed it. Recorded with Kevin Lytle. Happy birthday, by the way, to Kevin Lytle.
No way.
Best friend of the pod.
Are
probably.
We sure?
It is. It is.
For the brand, that seems like too convenient to have your birthday on I Love CSU Day.
I thought I was the most on-brand guy when it comes to Rams, but wow. Kevin is throwing his name in the ring here.
My goodness.
I mean, yeah, he's probably our most frequent guest. I say it all the time. Support his work. Support local journalism.
Big time.
He does great stuff. But yeah, definitely go check out that conversation I had with Kevin. Nico Medved staying, the big piece of news for the week. There's been a lot. I did a couple of pods on Justice Ross Simmons. He's no longer with the Rams. Unfortunate, sounds like a classic, you know, you get a bigger school in his ear, kind of lure him out situation. I've gone into that at length.
This transfer window, a tricky one.
It's a weird spot.
A trickier one.
They've lost. They've definitely lost more key guys than they had in recent years. The big thing is, though, you hang on to your quarterback, you hang on to Torrey Horton, you hang on to Justin Marshall. So you feel pretty good going into the season, at least.
Well, don't forget the stud edge rusher. What in single digit in?
Yeah, I mean, you got Noor Gatkuth back. Noor you got Boom Jock at linebacker. So I mean, there's a lot of really intriguing pieces, but. It sucks to lose Justice Ross Simmons. It's a bummer to lose TJ Crandall, Grady Kelly, a couple of guys you expected to be starters.
That's a part of the game now.
It's just a part of it. You know, we don't need to beat a dead horse. I've made my opinion pretty clear on all that. Definitely go check it out, though. If you miss any of those audio-only pods, they're available Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your pods. You can just get them on the DMVR website.
Download, leave us a thumbs up. Leave us a five-star review, please. It means the world. Leave us a thumbs up today. Obviously, Rams matter a lot to us. College sports in this beautiful state of us
of ours matters a lot, so your support means the world.
Certainly does. Wouldn't be possible without any of you guys. Real quick, just kind of going through the headlines before we get into the meat of the show. Medved saying that's the big headline of the week. Neat Clifford declares for the NBA draft yesterday. I have not gone super in depth on this yet. I'll go live again tomorrow and we'll kind of talk a lot about basketball. It's been a rough week in terms of the recruiting stuff. Kerry Booth, the big time four-star prospect, he commits to Illinois. Trevor Baskin, the big D2 prospect, he ends up signing with CU. Sounds like there was some family pressure there, maybe swayed his decision. Well, I'll get into all of that tomorrow. Emma Ronsick, one of the biggest profile women's basketball recruits. She's committed to CSU. Big time recruit coming over from Creighton. We'll talk about her tomorrow. Real quick, though, before we get into the Mo Camara news, I just want to shout out a couple of guys. Shout out Van the Man, Van Shield, walk-on running back that was a fun story, stepped up last year when they had no healthy scholarship running backs during spring ball. Mm-hmm. Really carried the Rams, allowed them to practice effectively, earned what ended up basically being a starting running back role after some injuries last year.
Yeah.
He's entered the portal as well. That's not shocking given the depth that they have in that room. He was probably going to be fourth or fifth on the depth chart.
He got way more snaps than you would have expected the last year, though, you know?
I mean, I said it when we did the running back preview. Van's a guy that I trust. I would like to have him in the rotation. I like guys that have to scrap for every carry that have earned their role on a team. Yeah. I would have loved to have seen him back. That said, I do think that he can be a starting running back, especially like at a smaller school.
That's
I've heard he has some interest.
Right?
I think for him, it makes sense, especially given that you've got Justin Marshall back, Kobe Johnson's healthy again, Morrow's back, and you know, Damian Henderson, a former four-star recruit. So I just don't know if the opportunities were going to be quite as plentiful for him this season.
Yeah.
For a guy like him, you know, you just wish him well. Hope that he lands on his feet and lands in a good spot.
100%. And honestly, man, he's a guy the fan base should have probably loved a bit more. Anytime he did play, it was more like, oh, how's this guy our running back right now? And, you know, now that he's gone, it's like, eh, it was
there's something to be said about,
you know,
a guy who runs hard, who's dependable, who doesn't have ball security issues, who you trust in pass pro. He's not the most explosive guy. I talked about how there were times I felt like he had big play potential that came up a little short just because guys caught him from behind.
Yeah.
You know, a play, you know, maybe where if it's Justin Marshall, he's able to break it, take it all the way to the house. But I've got nothing but love for Van the Man. So shout out to him. Nothing but love for Rashard Hollywood Higgins as well. He has announced his retirement, 10 years in the NFL. Never quite found his footing.
It been 10 years?
It's a rabbit hole I don't want to go down.
Justin, are we?
Oh, we're
did
old
I
as
turn
hell.
60? Just how is this possible?
Dude, I worked for the football team when Rashard was on the roster.
There's no we've known each other
the whole time.
Hollywood hit, like, that was a thing. Like, we talked draft that whole cycle. I'm not dreaming that.
No, that's literally
There's
when we first
no
started
way
to
that
talk.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's
where we're at.
Impossible.
I guess 9, but
holy
still.
Cow,
yeah.
What is going on?
World.
Nuts, man.
Shout out to Hollywood, man. Strutting off into the sunset.
Truly, truly, truly.
He's a guy who, I mean, when he got his opportunities, he and Baker Mayfield had great chemistry. Baker clearly liked him. I do think he was the victim of kind of some draft politics where you draft guys higher, they give them more opportunities because, you know, he's your 7th round guy. At some point, didn't seem to clash once they changed coaches his second or third year either. But Hollywood, one of my favorite Ram players of all time. Awesome to see him have a nice career. I mean, if you last in the NFL more than 2-3 seasons, you're a legit player. So the fact that he was able to do that is awesome. You know what else is awesome? Ice cold Coors Light.
Let's go.
Sometimes it feels like we got to be on all the time. The thing, you're juggling work, you're juggling family, you're juggling the stresses and the responsibilities of life. Every now and then, you just got to kick back, crack open a silver bullet, and enjoy yourself a little cold, filtered refreshment. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. When it's time to refresh, just open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment, just as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies, but much less disappointing than the baseball team. When it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer I reach for.
What
when you want
connection.
To hit that reset, grab the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. I also want to shout out the friends at Circa Sportsbook.
You know it.
We've got the NFL draft coming up. Right now is a great time to get signed up with the Circa Sportsbook. They give better odds than any of the other books out there when other odds are, or when other books, excuse me, are going to give you more like minus 115, minus 120 splits. Circa, they're going to give you more like minus 110.
Yeah.
They don't limit your bets, which is a big thing at other books. As soon as you start winning, all of a sudden, hey, man, we know you're a sharp. You're only going to be able to bet 5-10 bucks. Not with Circa. They treat everybody the same. And what's great is they've got real people behind their brand. If you reach out, you're going to get a timely response from an actual human being, not some chat bot. Download the app at circusports.com. Circus Sports bets can be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circus Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or just visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. All right.
Well done. That was a great read.
It was really good up until the end. Let's talk about Mo Kamara, though, who's obviously very much up my alley. We've talked about him a ton on this show for 3 years now. I mean, I've been banging on the table. This guy is going to be the next great CSU star in the NFL. There's a history there when you think about guys like Joey Porter, Clark Hagans, Shaq Barrett, obviously the most recent. He kind of feels like the next one to kind of go on and take that torch there.
Yeah.
And what makes me feel good about it, and while we know ball, I'm not trying to sell either of us short. We talk about the NFL draft year round, and this is not something that we dip our toes into for 2 weeks, you know, before a lot of the radio guys. I mean, we're on this. What I love about this is the people that I really respect in the industry, in terms of some of the draft analysts out there, they are singing all the same praises of Mo Kamara as we are. Brian Baldinger of the NFL Network, also All City Network, one of ours, he released a video breaking Mo's game down, you know, earlier this week, was just raving about his quickness, his tight, his, especially just in tight spaces, how powerful of an edge rusher that he is. Daniel Jeremiah, he went on a conference call with the media yesterday, talking with people for close to 2 hours about the NFL draft. He got asked about Kamara. He had this to say. He says, "I'm a Kamara guy." Mentioned that he's a little bit undersized, but loves the production. He's top three in sacks and tackles for loss.
No doubt about it.
He knows how to rush. He's got big time bursts. And this is a direct quote. "Outside my top 50, Chris Braswell is my first edge rusher out of Alabama, a really talented athletic guy. Kamara is my second edge rusher. I have him in the early third round range, maybe late second. I don't believe he's getting out of day two. Let's put it that way."
It's pretty encouraging, man.
That's really encouraging. I've been saying it for a long time. I probably got a little rich when I said I think he has a chance to go top 50. I still don't think it would be shocking if somebody falls in love with him, especially with the amount of edges that are going to go in the first round. If he just happens to be like one team's guy, I could totally see them taking a pick on him in the, you know, like around 40, 45, something like that. This is interesting, though, that they're this high on him, because guys like Dane Brugler of The Athletic, another really respected guy, he has him going in the fourth round at pick 130 to the Baltimore Ravens. Josh Edwards of CBS most recently had him going in the fifth round, 163 to the Buffalo Bills. Both of those feel like good fits, Buffalo and Baltimore. But based on what guys like Baldinger and DJ are saying, I don't think there's any way that he's there on day three. I think his floor is third round pick.
It's going to be a really interesting edge class, because there is this group like Braswell, like Jonah Ellis, who tested really well. And, you know, they're kind of scheme specific. They have, maybe it's more of a one trait than checking off a lot of boxes. But that one trait, it's like three-point shooting in basketball. It's getting after the passer. It's being able to beat guys with your first step. It's a hard trait to find. It's a hard trait to teach. You either have it or you don't. And when you have it and you have a track record of high-end production and getting to the quarterback time and time again, that's a valuable trait. That's a really valuable trait, probably the most valuable after quarterback, you know.
Without a doubt. And I think you nailed it right on the head there. I mean, 6'1", 248, you wish he was more like 6'2", 6'3".
The weight doesn't matter to me at all. It's that height, 100%.
32 and 3/8 inch arms. Again, you wish they were more like 33, 34.
Oh, if he was 34,
he'd be first round
sleeper, yes.
That's the only thing that maybe holds him back a little bit. But again, when you talk about just consistent production, he averaged double-digit tackles for loss over the last three seasons, 33 tackles for loss over the last 2 years,
nice.
Coming off of 21.5 sacks over the last two seasons. He had 7.5 in his first year, basically not even as a starter, just as a rotational guy in 2020, kind of breaking out, you know, behind in 2021 behind mm-hmm. some of those other guys, Toby McBride and Scott Patchen and Manny Jones right. a couple of years
right.
back.
Right. That rotation was
I mean, if a couple of those though. Older guys weren't in the mix, especially like a Patchen who the staff, they refused to rotate and it caused some of those guys to get hurt. I mean, there's a legit numbers. Chance he would have had 35 sacks yeah. in his career because he yeah. probably would have had three straight double-digit sack seasons.
And look, the guy ran a 4.57, 93 percentile for an edge rusher, ran a 1.58 in the 10-yard split. That's fantastic get-off. That's in the 91st percentile. And yeah, it's 6.1 and 3.8. That's in the 3rd percentile.
It matches what you see, which is just a relentless motor, a guy who's going to come at you endlessly. And again, he's maybe not necessarily the biggest in the world, but he's so quick off of the snap. His first couple of steps are so fast. He's got great bend and he's really, really strong.
He plays so low to the ground.
Oh, I don't want to compare like him to Von Miller, but he has some of that where it's like, man, how are you moving yeah, that quick yes, when you are that low?
Yes, exactly. It's like a natural. We almost overuse in football the term leverage. Because leverage can mean and look a gazillion different ways.
Totally.
And it applies to almost every single position, right? We're talking yeah. about leverage technique for DBs, and you're talking about leverage in the trenches, and you might be talking about leverage for running backs or what have you. He just plays so well low to the ground. It's almost a contact balance skill where you shouldn't be able to move that fast when crouched over and playing with such natural leverage, but he has that in his bag. Some statistical comparisons, and we just got into his physical specs and how he tested. Nick Benito on Mock Draftable is the guy who's most comparable, 81.4. Of course, went to the Broncos, phenomenal in the Big 12 with Oklahoma.
Second-round pick, right?
Second-round pick, undersized. In some ways, feels like his undersizedness mattered more than Moe's matters, and he still goes as a second-round pick.
I like that. Was it second or was it early third?
I kind of feel like it's early third. Yannick Ngakoue was a 78th percentile comparison. Ngakoue, 6'2", 252. Could have sworn way bigger, right?
Looks bigger out there.
Like Mo, 32-inch arms, 9-inch hands. Also ran a 4.57. Also
Nick Benito,
jumped.
The last pick of the second round.
There
round
you go.
Two, pick 32.
Which is a range that would be very plausible for Mo.
And that's essentially exactly where DJ is saying him. He's saying, I forecast him to go early third, but it would not shock me if I see him go yep. late second. It'll be very surprising to him if he gets out of that
right.
third round range. And I think when you look at, you know, if you pull up some of the prospect rankings, Mo is down on a lot of these guys' lists. But when you're hear from the guys that are talking to guys in the know and really know what they're talking about, which I respect Baldinger and Daniel Jeremiah when it comes to prospect evaluation as much as anybody.
Those guys are also doing their own evals and grinding like crazy.
They can see that what this guy does, it translates and it makes sense. It's why Daniel Jeremiah is saying, like, I'm a Mo Camara guy, and I'm telling you there are a lot of NFL teams that feel exactly the same way, because what he does is what teams are seeking right now in this modern league. And honestly,
look for even front teams, even front defenses should be quite intrigued by Mo, and he might be very likable. You know, you talked the two fits, Bills and Steelers,
Buffalo, or I mean Baltimore.
Baltimore. So that's
like
a 3-4 or 4-3,
with
right?
all the blitz
as
packages
a stand-up
later.
Edge. Yeah. And I mean, the Porter connection would be fun. Ngakoue, though, same size almost, ran the same 40 and had the same vertical jump. Mo, though, on the 10-yard split, 1.57. Yannick Ngakoue, just a 1.64.
I like it, man. And here's the one thing about Mo that I don't think he gets enough credit for. He's good against the run. Like a it's lot of leverage, these guys man. That we it's talk that about, and you know, we just previewed our top edges. You know, Jared Verse is like the premier run stopper in terms of some of these guys. I think Mo's probably top five out of that top group in terms of stopping the run. He's not going to be a guy that just blows the tackle up and tackles you 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Right.
But he's gonna cause you issues. And when you look at the tackles for loss numbers, it really adds up. Like, he's not just a third down specialist. We're going to bring him in for one down. I think you can play him in multiple schemes. I think he can be used in a variety of ways. I do think he is going to be like a straight up edge. Like, you're not going to put him at off ball linebacker or something like that.
Yep. Yep.
But that makes sense. I mean, he's, you know, converted defensive lineman.
Uchenna Nwosu is another statistical comparison that makes a lot of sense. He was played more as a stand up linebacker. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad you clarified that. He's the former USC Trojan, has had a nice little stretch with the Chargers.
Is there anybody in the league now, and this could just be on style, like he looks like it, or it could just be like vibes. Is there a player that he gives you some vibes? Like, I believe Daniel Jeremiah got asked if he reminds him of Dwight Freeney at all. And he's like, I don't know if I put him quite in the Freeney range, but
yeah, Freeney is a tough one. I'll have to think some more. I'll
it's
have
a good
to
one.
Think for a second. Yeah,
that's right. We'll come really back to it one. At some point. Real quick, I do want to shout out our friends over at Game Time. It has never been easier to buy tickets last minute than it is with Game Time. Baseball season just got started. They are an official ticket place app of the MLB, so they have even more deals than ever. What's awesome about Game Time is the longer you wait, the more you save. You can actually save up to 60% by buying last minute. If you're not into baseball, that's okay. They've got deals for concerts, comedy, theater. When football season comes around, Game Time is the bee's knees. You can save even more with their zone deals. You pick the zone, they pick the section, or they pick the seat. You're going to save an average of 18% there. And with their lowest price guarantee, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference if you can find a ticket in the same section, same row for less. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the app, create an account, use that code DNVR for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Again, create an account, redeem that code DNVR for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. Got nice a lot of friends over at Game Time. Got a lot of friends over at Circa. I feel like I missed one. I missed the Premier Members Credit Union.
That's it.
That's
there
the one
he
I missed.
Is.
And I hate that I missed it, because the thing about PMC is they're not their typical bank. They're out here looking out for you. They've got friendly people, which, man, sometimes you go to the bank, it's just a nightmare. It feels like you're going to a funeral when you're just trying to pull some 20s out. But they put their members first with higher savings interest, lower loan rates. They're an organization
you're the best,
that serves
man.
The community. In the Colorado community in general, with PMCU, you get local branches, friendly tellers, and the tools you need to save smarter. Check out their new high-yield savings account or earn 5% APY on your first $2,000 with the reverse-tier money market. When you become a new member at PMCU, you're going to get $200. All you got to do is open a checking account, sign up for e-statements. It's that easy. This will be your best money move yet. Head to becomepremier.com to find out more. Love nice those guys at PMC.
Hell yeah.
Love Mo Camara. Love draft season.
Draft season is the best.
Not the most high profile draft season for the Mountain West as a whole. Mo Camara, easily the highest profile prospect to come out, with Torrey Horton coming back, with Ashton Gianti coming back. There's a lot of focus on that 2025 class.
Exactly.
Some interesting quarterback stuff. I mean, we'll see what happens with BFN. You will kind of see what happens too with Boise State. They brought in Malachi Nelson, I believe his name is, the USC transfer, former five-star.
Right.
So like, there's a lot of interesting stuff in terms of NFL talent in the league. This year, there's not a ton. I think Mo is a lock to be the highest drafted player in the Mountain West. Does that feel safe to say?
Yeah, I do too. The guy, you have a lot of good names here on our rundown. They're all a tier below.
That's how I like, pretty significantly.
There
are some guys that have nice upside, but it's day three type conversations.
Yep.
Whereas Mo, it's, you know, like we're saying, we'll be surprised if he falls to day three. I'm going to be really interested to see, one, how many Rams get drafted. You've got, realistically, cornerback Chigozie Anuzium, Mo Camara, and Dallin Holker to be in the mix. There's a couple of other guys that will declare, but in terms of them, will actually have a chance to get drafted.
Yeah.
There's a chance that CSU is the only Mountain West institution with more than one draft pick this year. It's not a lock that they're going to have two guys. I wouldn't say that either Dallin or Chigozie are locks. Most recently in The Athletic.
I feel like Dallin's getting more buzz lately, though, right?
He certainly is. He's much more commonly projected. Josh Edwards of CBS has him going in his most recent mock at number 182, a six-round pick to the Tennessee Titans.
Yep, could see that.
I'll be honest. We've talked about this on the draft pod. I struggle when it comes to anything with the Titans because I'm still totally in Vrabel mindset that I feel like I know nothing about that team.
We need a little track record for them before we just
That would make sense. Yeah. Like he could appreciate a versatile tight end, if he's not, you know, a put your hand in the ground, maul him over traditional run blocking tight end.
100%.
He does not have Chigozie Anuzium being drafted. What was interested to me though is Dane Brugler of The Athletic, who had Mo going in the fourth round to the Ravens. He has Chigozie Anuzium going in the sixth round, number 198 overall to the Miami Dolphins. Does not have Dallin Holker being drafted.
That's surprising. But hey.
That was surprising to me as well. I think if anything, all three go.
Yeah.
I think Holker will get drafted.
I do too.
It's just in a weak class.
Anuzium, I'd be surprised a little bit, honestly.
Here's the thing. He's got the size.
He does have the
size. He has the size. He doesn't shy away from coming up to make a tackle.
There's physicality, right? So you can really buy the size.
Yeah. There were times that CSU secondary got torched. I do think you'd have to really go back and look, was this his fault truly? Was this a safety? Right. What kind of happened here? What kind of miscommunication could we maybe have had? Sometimes it's a little easy to just oversimplify. Like that guy was there, the touchdown went there. It's his fault.
Right.
That said, he does feel like a UDFA to me. I'm rooting for him. I really wanted him to have the breakout season because I do think like when you look at his size and the tools that you could talk yourself into it. I don't know if he had the production and I don't know if he has gotten enough of an opportunity. I mean, he was at the East-West Shrine game. It only takes one team. But
well, and with all these cover three teams who do value size, maybe it's more of a taxi squad guy, practice squad guy for a couple seasons and then he'll get his chance. I mean, look. If you're a cornerback, you need so many in the NFL nowadays, man. You'll probably find the field somewhere or another.
He's going to get a shot. Yeah. Like he'll be on a team in preseason. He'll have a chance to make a roster. Mm-hmm. Like I even think he'll make an NFL 53 man at some point. You know, I just
could see it.
Whether he gets drafted, we shall see. I did think that was interesting, though.
Me too.
I was happy to see him in a mock because I have not seen him very consistently forecasted. I want to pick your brain before we have some fun at the end. I'm going to get Ryan Green on the show. We're going to reminisce a little bit here on I Love CSU Day. Talk about the top 10 things that all Rams should do at some point in their life, whether it be during their undergrad or whether it be 30 years later. You're a Ram till you die. Doesn't matter when you do it. I want to run some of these sleepers by you. We don't have to go super in depth on them. We've talked about a lot of them on the draft pod, but I think my two favorite Mountain West sleepers in terms of NFL draft prospects go would be Wyoming offensive tackle Frank Crum and Air Force safety Trey Taylor, who I love. I'm really high on Trey Taylor.
Both draftable. Frank Crum feels like there's some real utility and versatility, and he will be an NFL guy. I see a ton of Trey Taylor buzz, the likes of which we don't always see from Air Force guys. So what is it that has you so much so enamored?
I think he's great in coverage. I think he's one of the best pure tackling defensive backs in this class period, corner or safety. He's just one of those guys who feels like he's always in the right place at the right time. Great instincts, physical. I think he's a Swiss Army knife is really what it comes down to. I don't think he's going to be like an all pro safety or anything like that. I just think he's a guy that you know you can depend on and is going to be valuable for you in a variety of different roles.
It's an intriguing coverage profile, and then he's got the tackling and that Air Force pedigree. So he's a worker. He's going to check off some nice basic boxes for you. So he's a good one, man.
We'll throw a couple other names out, then we'll get our guy RG on here. We'll have a little fun, wrap it up. What about Easton Gibbs? Were you out with the Wyoming linebacker?
Well, you talked about him on the draft pod. I thought that was very intriguing. The upside, right, is the story with him. A little lighter, more sideline to sideline, more mobile. Yeah.
I wish he was. He's not as beefy as Wilson. Yeah. And I worry a little bit coming downhill in the box. You know, are you going to get kind of manhandled a little bit? He's got the edge, though, man. He's like the Wyoming these last couple years. They have just found dogs at linebacker. Luma and Logan Wilson. You got to be careful. You don't want to put them all in the same equation because they're all white linebackers.
But
you know?
Those guys will help his stock for sure.
Oh, without a doubt.
Like Easton has a much better chance of being drafted now.
I think he'll be a day three pick. I would be shocked if he goes a little earlier than that. That's the thing about a lot of these guys, Frank Crum, Easton Gibbs, Trey Taylor, all probably day three picks.
Yep, with Dallin.
With Dallin as well. A couple other names just to keep an eye on. Air Force linebacker Bo Richter. I saw a CBS had him going to the Patriots in the sixth round. I'm not sure I agree with that. A couple other names, though, just to keep an eye on. Fresno State cornerback Carlton Johnson, Fresno State linebacker Lavelle Bailey, great production, but he's an older guy, has some injury history. Utah State wide receiver Terrell Vaughn, though, he's a Maryland transfer, big play guy over the top. I think he will go in the sixth round.
Might be something there.
I think he's asleep. I like him in Denver.
What did he do against CSU?
He had a good game. All those receivers had a good game.
That second half, they murdered.
They torched CSU in a way that I just... Oh, that was not a fun night.
Recount, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
We're going to get RG on here. We are going to talk about some of the top 10 things. Shout out to my man, Dre. This has been a blast. I always appreciate him giving us his NFL draft expertise. I do real quick want to make sure you guys are aware we are going to have an NFL draft party at the Breckenridge Farmhouse. That is next Thursday, April 25th. Hank will be there. Todd Davis will be there. RK will be there. Dre and I will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can get a burger and house beer included with your ticket price before and after the show. There's meet and greet opportunities, swag giveaways, and more. Follow us on social at @DNVR_sports or go to thednvr.com/events to check out our calendar. I also want to shout out Fubo TV. We've got the playoffs coming up for the NHL and NBA. With Fubo TV, you can get 140 plus channels of sports shows, movies, and news, stream live TV from any device. Watch the most Colorado sports for the lowest price and start doing so immediately. You don't need a contract, no cable, no hassle. Just sign up and start watching. Watch all your favorite sports, including the Colorado Rockies with Fubo. Go to FuboTV.com. Sign up for 15% off your first month of Fubo Pro. All right. We did a nice little switcheroo here. I've got RG, who, of course, is a Ram. We need a
damn right.
We need a little bit of proud to be vibe going here.
Oh, come on.
Dre is a good man. He represents all of Colorado, and he does it in a way that I don't think any of us could effectively do. But on I Love CSU Day, when we've got the Alumni Association here, the Ramaritas are flowing at the bar. By the way, what? Come down.
Oh, damn. I forgot about the Ramaritas.
Specials for another hour. Come down. Take advantage of it. And thank you, by the way, to the Alumni Association. I really love that we are able to partner with them and put on events for people in the Denver metro area. Hoping to do some more with them in Fort Collins and Denver as well. I went on Twitter today, and in honor of I Love CSU Day, I kind of wanted to poll people and ask them, what are some things that every Ram fan should do at some point? Or I should just say Ram should do at some point in their life. And we got a ton of great responses, but I'm going to put you on the spot first before I get to my list.
Gosh.
If I just stuck a knife to your back and was like, what is something you have to do for the CSU experience? What would come to mind?
Oh,
for you?
My gosh. So this is weird because I've been out the game for like 12 years now, Justin. It's been a while.
Yeah. We had one of those earlier. We're old.
Yeah, we are old. Boy, I'll tell you what. I mean, obviously, you think about like campus. You obviously like painting the A. I always thought that was like you should do it once while you're there. They do it what once a year?
Yeah, they do it at the right before the beginning of the school year. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's usually a lot of times it's like the student athletes that volunteer. Oh, okay, and they'll go up and do it. But you're, I mean, as far as I know, you are allowed.
I thought
to,
I remember, but yeah, like stuff like that. I saw your tweet, and I think it was you that said it, but it was beers at the Skeller.
You got to. But, it's a rite of passage.
But for me, I would have turned that into at least one afternoon class with an accidental buzz. Like, very few universities where that is capable. And I remember, man, Wheat Wednesdays, it was 90 shilling down in the Skeller. And some of those journalism classes, the afterwards, I'm like,
You know?
Okay.
I don't know. JTC 300's happening today.
And I hate to say it, I may have been more creative. So
I like it.
I think that's
perfect
there.
Because the number one thing on my list was almost exactly phrased that way. And that is skip class to yeah. have a beer at the Rams Keller.
Skip class. Let's go. No, that's great. I think, especially with the basketball program you have and the state of athletics they are. Who is that? Oh, it's our owner or whatever. Go Rams, my guy.
He only got married in the CSU stadium.
Yes. Yeah, right. What a guy that guy is. Where was I going with that? What was I saying? I know
we got sidetracked.
I know.
That's right. Beers in the Skeller. Ditching class.
Beers in the Skeller. Ditching class.
That's right. We'll just move on. Let's just go to the next thing you could ditch class for, and that's to sit in the sunshine, sit by the trees, and enjoy the oval.
Oh, enjoy the oval. Very nice. Yes, absolutely.
I think the thing about the oval is like, it's one of the biggest selling points for the campus, like especially when you get there for the first time and you're going to the admissions building and like it takes you right through and you see the greenness and the open and it's got this vibe with the old school buildings and it's so pretty. The thing is, like, a lot of people don't have a ton of classes in the Oval. Like, you don't naturally spend that much time there on campus. Mm-hmm. It is one of those I highly recommend just at some point going out of your way. Like, you know what? I'm going to go have a picnic over there. I'm going to have, you know, probably shouldn't recommend drinking in public. Might get in trouble, but, you know, have yourself a soda pop out there.
Yes. No, that is a great place when the weather is nice, too, where if you have a gap in between, if you want to spend your lunch outside, like an hour, there's shade, there's sun, there's whatever you want, there's green grass. It's the most photogenic part of CSU, 100%.
Would that be the premier spot on campus in terms of, like, brand recognition in your
Brand recognition? Probably, yeah.
I think so. Like, if I had to pick one picture of, like, what represents CSU, it would be the Oval, like at fall.
Is it the admissions building, right?
Yeah.
That's probably, looking that way. Yeah, I think you're right there. I remember where I was going. I was hyping up the basketball school. You got to go to at least one basketball game. And if you do that, you are more than likely to rush the court at least once. I have rushed the court as a CSU basketball fan. You probably have?
I have not, actually. I have been there for four or five court storms.
Yeah, you have.
I've talked about this on the pod before, so it's kind of ironic. I won't go down a whole rabbit hole, but CSU's run under Tim Miles and like seeing the Harlem Shake and all that in like 2011, 2013.
Harlem Shake, man.
That really validated for me, like, man, I want to be a part of that Moby Magic. Uh-huh. I want to experience this firsthand. I get to CSU. We stumble a little bit under, go 500 under you, Stacy.
That's fair.
The next year we win 27 games, but we're the highest ranked RPI team to get snubbed from the NCAA tournament. I didn't really get it until I was in student media. And then in 2017, we had a couple of them. I got to cover them, but I had both of those. I had experienced Moby Madness.
Yes.
In some form. I recommend getting it in every variety.
The Harlem Shake was it for me. I was like,
I mean,
this is different.
It still stands out.
Because that was also the San Diego State game. That was wild.
Wins over San Diego State just hit more.
So good.
There's something about it.
It's like being the Lakers as a Nuggets fan. It's just like,
it's because they are the brand. They are the face.
Because they are good. Like, and that's almost a respect to San Diego State.
It is. It's
because you've been so good that, anytime you go down, anytime we just beat you, it feels so good. Yeah, Face of the Mountain West is probably.
I also have Storm the Floor / Field. Now, while I did not get to Storm Moby, I did get to Storm Hughes in 2014. They beat Utah State on homecoming. Jared Roberts, I believe, kicked the game-winning field goal. Grayson set it up with a big pass to Rashard Higgins. There's just something about being on the floor / field, celebrating together, like the excitement of it. It was awesome to see the fans get to do that in Canvas finally with the win over Boise. At some point or another, you got to do it. And damn it, don't be cynics out there. Let the students have fun. Let the students storm the field.
I'm with you. I think there could be a window where you get the athletes off first and then let them.
We can execute it.
You're not going to stop them.
Oh, like, you're not going to ban. Yeah,
right.
Like, good luck.
You're not going to stop it.
Good luck. All right, we're going to get into some of the more old town centric stuff. We had so many good suggestions in terms of this bar, this restaurant, and I'm actually going to save that. I think in a week or two, we'll just do what are the top 10 restaurants in Old Town or Fort Collins, something like that. You're splitting hairs if you do like this brewery's better than this one, this bar is better than this one. That said, you got to go out on an Old Town and bar hop. You got to hit Lucky Joe's, you know.
In fact, if you really want to be a CSU person, you have to freeze your ass off waiting to get into those places. That was
only
like,
to find out that it's 8 million degrees and the floor is sticky and the beers are expensive.
Yeah. It's great. But you have to get wild in Old Town, at least Old Town Square. I would say my personal thing would be a beer and some peanuts at Lucky Joe's.
Same. Lucky Shells Joe's need to hit is the definitely floor. Our vibe.
Right.
In terms
Shells
of-
need to hit the floor at Lucky Joe's. But is Bondi still there?
Dude, they took away the peanuts now.
What?
At Joe's. Yeah. It's heartbreaking.
Lucky Joe's, dude. What the hell
no,
is that?
No, no. I'm Lucky kidding. Joe's. I'm friends of the program, we got to stay on their good side.
All right, all right. No, they are.
I imagine that's like a legal liability thing.
It probably is. It got a little slippery.
Yeah. The peanut allergies out there.
Oh, that too.
Let me ask you this, though, because I think you start out as a youngin', especially if you may be partaking in some activities that may or not be legal regarding your ability to drink and get into said spots.
Uh-huh.
I think you always start Old Town, but the older you get, I'm going to be honest, Campus West was more my vibe. Like
okay.
Mojo's,
all right.
Road 34,
okay.
A little slower, a little bit easier.
That was not as developed when I was...
So that's an important distinction. Like the growth of Fort Collins, Campus West has grown so... It's not even recognizable.
Yeah. If this was 10 years ago, my thing would be you have to have after midnight Qdoba. Because that spot is open till 3 a.m. And dude, that was... One of the like 2:45, it's still a line out the door. Like
I worked at that Qdoba for 72 hours,
and you said hell no.
Closed twice, called in, and was like, "Yeah, this ain't gonna work." And they're just like, "You know, we'll never be able to hire you back." And I was like, "I'm counting on it."
Oh no!
Thank you for the opportunity.
No.
I'm hitting the transfer portal. Please respect my decision.
Yeah.
Took my talents over to Papa Murphy's.
Oh, okay. Awesome
where
spot.
We closed
I used
at
to work
8
at Papa Murphy's.
Which was much more reasonable.
I got fired from Papa Murphy's for making YouTube videos, actually.
The beginning of something special, though. Kind of helped form
you today.
That
was my sign,
ma'am.
That was my sign.
This is one I've never done, so I feel a little bit hypocritical throwing it in. It's something that I intend to participate in at some point in my life. I have not been able to do it because of work reasons. The Tour de Fat. You got to ride in the Tour
Dude,
de Fat.
So, yeah. And if you're not a bike rider, even just being on the route is awesome. I remember just posting up and watching everyone go by.
Yeah, like when I was
so
younger,
cool.
I walked around it. I wasn't able to drink yet. So I want to get the full Tour de Fat experience. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's such a unique Fort Collins staple. You get the weirdness. It's like Halloween, but not Halloween.
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, at least one lake day up at Horsetooth.
Without a doubt.
Right. Boat or not, you can get down there just hang out. That is probably when I go up to Fort Collins in the summer, I like just pass through town and I'm going straight to Horsetooth just to see it. Best vibes there.
Well, it's fun and you can like explore around. And if you're into rock climbing, there's the 420 caves, which you can go check that out. There's some interesting, artwork, I guess we'll call it, within those rocks.
The distinct smell too. Yeah.
don't add more artwork. Don't vandalize nature. Just throwing that out there.
Don't do that.
But it is kind of neat to see like what it looks like, and you can see like stuff's been there like 10 years and 30 years and 40 years. Mm. I highly recommend Horsetooth. I recommend hiking at some point to Horsetooth Falls. I had that on the list
Very
as well.
Very nice. Yes.
Nice little easy 2 mile walk. It's not like going to Horsetooth Rock, which is more of a commitment. I recommend you do that as well. But for me, where it's more about like sitting in the sunshine, enjoying the vibes, not necessarily breaking a sweat, I'd rather just go sit by the reservoir and
you know,
maybe have a Coors Light or two.
Oh, the best.
I'm so excited to move back to Fort Collins. I cannot wait. Couple more things. And again, we'll throw some more stuff out in the coming weeks in terms of specifics. You got to attend a show at the Aggie.
Oh, yeah. Yo, I'm forgetting about all this stuff. Absolutely, you do.
Like, the Aggie, I love that it's one of the few venues left that you can fit a good amount of people in there, but it still has that small show, intimate feel. They get pretty decent names because, like, that people want to play for college students. I've seen Atmosphere there. I saw Macklemore there back when he was coming up.
What's the
Dirty Heads?
What's the rock? They always play in Denver, and I can't remember their names now, of course. But I have seen popular bands there that have gone on to do other.
And it's just a good vibe. It's also used to be a little bit, we'll just say, dirtier than it is now. The new ownership has done a good job of making the experience a little bit less gnarly, a little bit more pleasant for those involved. Shout out to the Aggie, by the way. It's still my favorite small venue in the state. The last one that we've got here, and this is pretty basic, you got to attend a border war at some point. Oh, if you're a Ram, 100%. I don't even care if you love sports or not. When there's this much history between the two communities, just seeing everybody interact, how much it means to these two sides, it's really cool. And I know that we're losing so much of this in college sports today, so much of the tradition and so much of what has made us passionate about all this for all these years. The border war is one of a kind. At some point, it's worth experiencing. And to me, CSU Wyoming is in fact CSU's top rivalry.
Oh, easily.
I know, especially with all the drama,
CSU them. But no, it's Wyoming CSU.
What do you mean? Like, they live in our heads rent free, despite the fact that they constantly bring up us. Now that's a whole different thing.
Yes.
Shout out to everybody in the comment section. Shout out to everybody supporting the content. We'll have more coming up this weekend. I'll be up in Fort Collins for the spring game. Make sure you're following all of our Nuggets playoff coverage. RG will be there. Make sure you're following our Avs playoff coverage. Ooh. Make sure.
It'll be a long couple months, Justin.
There's a lot going on. Tune into the Rockies if you don't hate baseball yet. Much love to all of you. Proud to be. Peace.
Go Rams.
Peaches out of Palisades, sweet as mama's marmalade. This shit sound like summer days, the windows down on harmony. The family band sing harmonies, my daddy played the drums. My mama slapped that bass, my sister sang these songs. Dancing under canopies, we thank the trees for all their leaves. We are just some drops of water, together make up seven seas. And one day I'll be like my father, one day I will learn to breathe. I'm choking on the thought that I am not the man I wanna be. I got blood on my shirt, like I wear my heart on my sleeve. She said I look good in red, but that went straight to my head. So now she's rocking my tees, tucked into new Prada jeans. And we ain't spoken a month, but I just saw her last week. The lipstick stain still on my cheek, like we ain't talk enough. And we always seem to laugh, but never nod at us. So the future's looking grim, it's kinda ominous. And this song ain't about love, that'd be too obvious. See, this is more about lust and all of my misconceptions. And this is more about me and all of my self-deception. I'll tell myself a lie 100 times, don't need corrections. But every night I pray to God, I hope I learn my lesson. And the peaches out from Palisade, and they sweet as mama's marmalade. And this should sound like summer days, the windows down on harmony. The family band sing harmonies, my daddy played the drums. And my mama slapped that bass, and my sister sang these songs. Dancing hand in hand, we were tripping to left feet. Like a middle school slow dance, no one knew how to lead. But I'm still thankful for these days, they put a smile.